It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. With you till 11 o'clock when Patty Vasquez takes over. Pretty late with Patty Vasquez. Chicago singer-songwriter Jennifer Hall is in studio with me tonight. Hall's best described as indie soul, indie rock, indie... Let's just say singer. She's been a fixture on the Chicago scene for a few years now with several outlets calling her an artist to watch. She put out her self-titled EP this summer, and she is playing as part of the Dun Dun Fest at Bee Kitchen on Saturday night. She's in studio with me, along with guitarist, co-writer, and producer Noam Wallenberg. And we're going to hear some live music in just a sec. Jennifer, Noam, welcome to the download.
Thanks for having us.
Hey.
So let's talk about the show on Saturday. I mean, you guys have been playing all over. I just saw, you know, a bunch of stuff on your Facebook page playing in Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start. What can we expect from the show on Saturday night?
So the show on Saturday, part of Dun Dun Fest, which is awesome, through a good friend of mine and an awesome promoter in town, Harmonica Dunn. It's a gentleman named Donnie Biggins. He's very, very artist-centric and has brought in some really wonderful national bands to play this three-day festival. So definitely high energy. It's, from what I understand, the night is going to be very jam-packed with soul, like very high energy soul music, right?
From what we understand. That's what we've been told that it will be jam packed.
You're going to get there, it's just going to be it's just going to be heavy metal.
I can't promise anything. But we're told.
Right. No, so we're playing with Willie Dynamite, who I'm not super familiar with, but I understand really brings awesome energy, and Basil and the Supernaturals, which is a Chicago group, and they've got a horn section, and just a big group with good vibes.
I kind of mentioned at the top indie soul, you know, because that's Pete and I were kind of talking about earlier in the show, just about that's how you were referred to in one article. And I'm like, indie soul, that's interesting. I was like, okay, so, I mean, how do you categorize your music? I mean, if it's not, indie soul.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it feels very, you know, I think it feels very rock and roll. We've got a lot of driving guitars and lots of moments of, I don't know, hard stuff, right? I don't know. And but I've got a deep, deep love for like classic jazz, old blues. And I know Noam has a bit of a jazz background a little bit. Some of our guys have some jazz blues background. I love old Motown records, you know, really powerful soul music, that sort of thing. So we've got some really interesting kind of old school influences, but I think we try to also bring in fresh elements. And I think Noam can speak to that a little bit more too.
Yeah, I think we try to make as different of music as we possibly can, and our influences completely unintentionally slip through quite a bit. So
that's great way to put it.
That's how it gets unintentionally intentional.
So let's talk about the EP real quick before we hear some live music. I mean, you put it out this summer. This was a departure is not the right word. It was kind of a move forward for you because you had been in a band, you had broken up in the band. You move forward to a different kind of production or feel.
Yeah.
A lot more open.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. We just, you know, kind of took our first stab at being in a band, writing some songs, putting them out. And very shortly after kind of our first go at it, kind of rearranged with some new members. And I think we kept digging and digging to try to find as best of songs as we could within ourselves and, you know, to just wait till the songs came instead of putting out whatever first came about, I think, you know, and just tried to write without kind of a target in mind, I guess, if that makes sense.
That's interesting because you're not necessarily writing to a deadline.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to put this music out. We got to tour. It's just about sort of, you know, when it's right, it's right.
Right. I certainly have that. There's always that part of me that thinks, oh, we need to be releasing music now or, you know, or how about then or this month or, you know, but really, I guess that's not the nature of creating and making music. You have to kind of let go and
let me bring Noam in here because as a producer and a co-writer, I mean, there is some aspect to deadlines. I mean, the idea that you got to put this stuff out and in Chicago, you got to but you also, you know, have to deal with the fact that it's not cheap to make music even if it's in your bedroom or whatever. But but talk about that, the relationship between a producer and artist when you're trying to wait for something to happen.
Sure. Well, I I'm a producer to like lots and lots of different artists, but this is the only musical venture that I'm also writing in. So it's a different experience for me than most in that I am both trying to appease the artist and trying to appease myself.
Yeah, right.
And so I usually, as a producer, am trying to make deadlines happen and trying to make sure that we're staying on track with budget and trying to, you know, do all those things. And in this process, we were really just, you know, it's going to happen when it's going to happen.
Is that hard for you?
Yeah, and it's the reason that it took us way too long to make the record that we put out. But we learned from it, and we're going to, you know, put another one out soon that will be hopefully another huge step forward.
Okay, well, let's hear some live music. This is Jennifer Hall, accompanied by Noam Wallenberg, who's on guitar. He's also co-writer and producer. Jennifer Hall's EP, self-titled EP, is out. You can find it online. You can also go to the Facebook page, Jennifer Hall. Also, she'll be playing as part of the Dun Dun Fest on Saturday night at Beat Kitchen. What are we going to hear?
We're going to do a song called Would You Walk Away.
Would You Walk Away? Jennifer Hall here on The Download.
Would you walk away with my faults on display, leaking my heart, laying here bleeding for your every move, drifting, pain is climbing walls, never could understand it all. I know I would never be perfect, no, but I'd never stray. I'd never stray, never stray. I will be fading below the lamplight. Always be waiting, no sleep satisfied. Buried in blackened ashes, to sleep, to rise. Life moves down the bended bow. We clutch onto its narrow throat. Hoping for a chance to speak lowly for a moment at most. Would you walk away with my faults on display, leaking, my heart laying here bleeding for your every move? I will be fading below the lamplight. Always be waiting, no sleep satisfies. Buried in blackened ashes, buried in blackened ashes. Opening dampened lashes, buried in blackened ashes, fighting off future flashes, buried in blackened ashes. Would you walk away with my faults on display, leaking, my heart laying here bleeding for your every move.
All right, yes. There we go. Jennifer Hall in studio. She's playing at Dun Dun Fest at the Bee Kitchen on Saturday night, accompanied by Noam Wallenberg. At the Bee Kitchen, you'll have a full band.
Six-piece band.
We'll talk about that. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Jennifer and hear one more song before the show wraps. All right. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. Live in studio, Jennifer Hall. Noam Wallenberg is also here. He's a guitarist, co-writer, and producer. Jennifer Hall's self-titled EP was released this summer. You can find it all over the internet. Just put Jennifer Hall music in. You can find her on her Facebook page. She's playing the Dun Dun Fest this Saturday night at the Beat Kitchen in, I guess it's Roscoe Village, Belmont and Levitt, like that area.
Technically.
So we heard the song, and the one thing that struck, not only just the tremendous vocalization. I mean, the power that comes out of. I mean, if people are watching the amazing amount of just power that comes out of a small person.
Like, you want to know what is the number one thing people say? They like after the show will usually try to come out and say hi and thank people for coming. They'll say, "I really thought you'd be taller," and usually it's this sort of disappointed, confused look. And so sometimes the response is, "I'm sorry," and I can't.
Yeah, no apologies for height. We don't apologize.
Like,
apologize
for height. I thought you'd be taller.
Jen has a very small dog, so proportionally she looks bigger in pictures.
Well, the other thing that I noticed was I mean, the power matches the emotion of the song.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of emotion in the EP. There's a lot of stuff that seems a little bit more, emotionally. Serious.
Yeah,
it's a very serious
sure.
approach to this music. I mean, when you're opening up and you're talking about personal issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And this batch of songs kind of touched on the loss of somebody and loving somebody, losing somebody, kind of that sort of that sort of point mm-hmm. in my life. It's tough for me not to write seriously.
It's not party music, unfortunately. We like to party, but it's not.
Do you find it? Do you find
alone
it,
at home with a seven?
Do you find it easier to? And I don't say easier might not be the
sure,
right word,
sure.
but do you find it more comfortable to express that through music as opposed to just articulating it to say through other means?
Yes, I would say that has been a pretty solid constant for mass majority of my life. In some ways, it's a very cathartic experience expressing yourself via music, and it does help you to learn, or it's sort of a, what's the term? It kind of bridges that gap, mm-hmm. between expressing yourself in music and then in everyday life.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I think at some point it almost felt like the way that I knew how to be emotional and communicate. And then as time went on, it kind of helped you to develop that more thoroughly in life, which is
it's all communication.
It's
been
a treat for me. So
all right, Jennifer Hall, Noam Wallenberg is there in studio. Let's get another song before we wrap. Great. Right? What's this one called?
This one's called Waking Hour.
Waking Hour, Jennifer Hall. You can check out Dun Dun Fest at the Bee Kitchen this Saturday night, live in studio here on the Download.
For you a new beginning, a waking hour of almost silence, where you can gather what you're needing, make room for all that you are yearning with buckets full of fickle warnings of fallen victims of that fire that chose those words so undeserving, tripped the ever-taking wire, tripped the ever-taking wire. Mississippi border. For the world, it looks so pale now, so different from outside the window. Its mouth is mine and I am speaking to give a little to the widows, to give a little to the widows. Green door telling you that I'm already crossing that Mississippi border. That screen door telling you that I'm already for the that simple sign, oh, it breaks. My riches can't be counting numbers, only in times I bet it all. But Georgia never knew my name, though. And I am one that likes to be recalled, be recalled. I am asleep but am awakened for heavy rain, a simple morning. That screen door telling you that I'm already crossing that Mississippi border. That screen door telling you that I'm already crossing that Mississippi border.
There you go, Jennifer Hall. How about that? Noam Wallenberg in studio. You can see Jennifer and the band at the Dun Dun Fest at the Beat Kitchen on Saturday night. You also find out all about her new music and her self-titled EP at her Facebook page, Jennifer Hall. Noam, Jennifer, thanks so much for coming in, performing live. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, that's going to do it tonight for the download. Tremendous. Jennifer Hall, wow. That was some good stuff.